Dubai Eye
103.8. Want to shape the conversation?
Join the conversation on the agenda.
Text 4001
or message us for free on the Dubai Eye 103.8 app.
So, a drop in temperature, rain showers have brought hope of a respite from bushfires that have ravaged three Australian states, claiming 24 lives and destroying almost 2,000 homes. That's just one of the latest lines to come out of Australia, where soaring temperatures and strong winds have fanned fires in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia yesterday, forcing thousands to flee and bringing flames to the suburban fringes of Sydney itself. Despite that drop in temperatures, the problem is anything but going away. In fact, it's intensifying in some of the more remote parts of those states that I've just mentioned, where wildfires have continued to claim lives as the number of dead rises and the number of those missing continues to rise also. Several of the fires are still burning at emergency level in Victoria and New South Wales. Showers, as I said, have been forecast, though officials don't think it'll be enough to stop the flames spreading. In fact, as I speak, fresh evacuation orders have come into place after a dangerous fire flared up in southeastern Australia just earlier today. So we'll keep an eye on that one with the news team. They are some of the worst fires in history down in Australia. A large focus on them at the moment from the sporting community down in Australia. This is traditionally the time of year when a majority of major sporting events take place down in Australia. We've got the Australia-New Zealand cricket series ongoing at present. That one's in play in the second test as we speak. Several tennis tournaments take place, including the ATP Cup, the new ATP Cup in Sydney, which will be one of the precursors to the Australian Open in just a little while. Nick Kyrgios is often regarded as the bad boy of international tennis. He has his detractors. You either love him or loathe him. However, Nick Kyrgios has to be said is one of the best tennis players in Australia at the moment. And he has taken an unprecedented stance to raise awareness about the issues of these bushfires, but also raise cash for the victims of the bushfires themselves. After his recent opening game in the ATP Cup, where he raised $4,000 after pledging that he would give $200, Aussie dollars that is, for every ace he served, he became very emotional on the court.
I don't really care about the praise too much. I just think, we've got the ability and the platform to do something like that. And obviously, my hometown's Canberra, and we've got the most toxic air in the world at the moment, so it's pretty sad. It's tough. Sorry.
It's hard, mate. It's hard. We all feel it. What's the support from the other Australian sports stars that you've seen, men and women? What does that mean to you and the people of Australia, do you think?
We were at team dinner yesterday and I just chucked up the tweet, waiting for my food, and then Demon did it, and then Milman did it, and then Piersey did it. And then I woke up this morning and, everyone got behind it. Tennis Australia, we've organised something on Wednesday night. I'm not too sure how it's going to work, but, it's just all going to all the families, firefighters, animals, everyone, is losing homes, losing families. It's a real thing, and, it's bigger than tennis,
Nick Kyrgios there, the Australian tennis player, talking about all those that have been affected by the Australian bushfires. Spare a thought also for Dubai-based or UAE-based expats who have family and friends being affected by these bushfires over in Australia. One of them joins us live on the line now. Tim is a Dubai-based Australian and wildlife expert here in the region. Tim, thanks very much indeed for joining us live on the show.
Not a problem, Tom.
Tim, let's take a step back, if we can, before addressing this year's bushfires, or this season's bushfires, I should say. Australians are well-versed and well-prepared for the risk of bushfires. Why is it that these, this year, in your assumption, are so bad?
I think the main problem is that the bushfires this year started in areas that were inaccessible by the firefighters, and so they just kept burning and got out of control.
In terms of where we're at, and obviously we're trying to put together reports from various different news agencies around the world, from what you're hearing on the ground over there, is the end in sight, or are we only at the middle of this this crisis at the moment?
I don't think we're near the end, but we're probably just past halfway.
The effect of a bushfire, for those that haven't grown up in Australia, such as yourself. What's the impact that it has, both on the human population, but also the wildlife population?
On the human population, there's often a lot of immense loss of homes and other properties. This is mainly because most Australians live near the bush or the region, which we live out of the city itself, and so we live near the bush. And unfortunately, the Australian bush is made up of eucalyptus trees, which is highly flammable.
And obviously the eucalyptus trees is also the natural habitat for the koala population, or the majority of that koala population. As a wildlife expert, Tim, I mean, what damage has been done to that population by these fires?
Well, they're estimating at the moment about 8,000 koalas have died due to these fires. So that's about 30% of the whole population of koalas.
And obviously it's not just the koala population that has been affected. I've seen some extraordinary pictures of wildlife coming out of the bush, interacting with human beings, looking for water. Is that something that's usual in instances of major disaster like this?
Yeah, it's remarkable that the animals in this type of situation lose all fear of humans and looking for water. And the humans there are often carrying around water bottles, so they offer it to the animals. But I think the last statistics that came through showed about 500 million native animals have died so far. So that includes birds, reptiles and mammals.
And Tim, given your expertise and your experience as well, can these populations, can these wildlife populations, can the bush itself bounce back from events like this?
Well, the great thing about eucalyptus bush is that it bounces back really well. In fact, sometimes seedlings need fire to go through to actually germinate. The population of animals, that's going to be a bit harder. Things like the koala are already on the endangered list. So it may be very difficult or maybe impossible for them to bounce back properly without human help somehow.
There is obviously a huge Australian expat community here in the UAE at the moment. You are a member of that community. Have you been made aware of campaigns? I mean, obviously, so we've seen sportsmen over in Australia doing their bit. Are there moves for similar campaigns or help or sort of awareness campaigns being organised here in the region as well?
Look, I haven't heard of any. I've only actually just come back from Australia because I have a farm there and I was over there moving livestock. So I haven't heard anything from any of the expat community here in Dubai.
Well, obviously, we'll throw that out to that expat community now, that if there are any moves to help those affected by the fires, do let us know. And just on that final point, on your farm, Tim, have you been able to protect your farm and your livestock?
About half. I've lost a lot of fencing. I've lost one of the houses on the farm. The livestock have all been moved. That'll be fine, but it's going to take many years to recover just the pasture and the repairs that need to be done.
Well, on behalf of all the team here, sorry for your losses as well. And to all those that have suffered at the hands of these particular fires. Tim, if there's one message from an Australian who's been affected personally by these fires, to all those out there listening at the moment, what should we learn from this event?
I guess that the whole ecosystem is a fragile thing. It's not just in Australia, it's everywhere in the world. And we don't show some respect to the habitat, to the wildlife. The next time something like this could happen could be the last time.
Tim, really appreciate your time joining us live on the line this morning. Thank you very much indeed to you for painting a picture for us. Tim, the Dubai-based Australian who has been personally affected by the wildfires in the bushland over in Australia in recent weeks.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.